It seems to be more about his issues and what he's doing in jail than it is about Danielle and what he's done to Danielle.
Do you feel that the direction in which it's taken is leading to obvious delays in getting justice for Danielle?
Yes, yes I do. I believe that it's always holding something back. It's always another thing holding it back. Like at the moment, at the present time, it's due to him having a guard, assaulting a guard in the prison. What has that got to do with the fact what he done to Danielle?
Now, you have requested to go over to the trial in the new year, but they have come back to you and said that maybe it might be a bit too much. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm going to think about what they said and advice. So I'm unsure at the moment. As you're aware, I only received it today.
In terms of what the government are doing here, we know promises were made to yourself by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. What's the situation on those promises at present?
At the moment, they're in discussions with me about Danielle's amendment, but to date, anything they promised me except for going to the court, nothing's happened.
So in terms of going to the court, you're obviously, it's very early stages in terms of this latest response, but you are going to think about it because in that response, it does detail that, you know, the conditions of the court over in India aren't great. You would be in quite close proximity to the accused.
Yeah, and that actually, I don't know if I'd be comfortable sitting that near them. It should be like any trial, like in the case of India's daughter, which was also fast-tracked the same as Danielle's. Had the first court case and had lasted 9 months. Danielle's, we're chatting, got into 3 years now in March, and we're still nowhere near the end.
And I'm sure that this delay and these ongoing delays are very hard and tough for your family and yourself to be going through.
Yes, very hard. It's while emotionally hard, because she just wanted the end. I just want it over now.
And you have obviously, you know, pledge from the get-go that you would receive justice and get justice for your daughter. But with each passing day and these delays, I'm sure...
I'll never give up. She wouldn't have given up on anybody else, so why would I won't give up on her.